A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to Matthew, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm preaching this from the Miami airport. I'm on my way to Honduras, and I'm in the middle of a lot of travels this summer, so I hope the background noise isn't too bad, but it gives me a good location to preach from, that traveling on the road. It was very interesting today, going through security and all, and watching travelers, and as I look around, I can see some people very much at peace today, this morning, excited about the travel they're about to embark on, and other people really stressed out, upset, in a hurry, talking on their cell phones, just disturbed. And it got me thinking, especially with this reading we have today, what's the difference between the ones at peace and the ones who are all stirred up by this traveling? Because it's the same traveling that we're all doing. Jesus said, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." And he's criticizing the Pharisees, who seem to have hard hearts here. But yet this tax collector, this collaborator with the enemy, this oppressor of my people, Matthew, seems to have found mercy in Jesus, and therefore gives mercy to others. And this is the thing. I don't think Jesus is saying, don't be like the Pharisees in following what God wants of us. But the point of what we do, the point of our religious observance, the point of our sacrifice, is not the sacrifice itself. It's opening our hearts to mercy. It's opening us up to God and to others in a way that softens our hearts. And Matthew's life of being a tax collector, of all things, seems to have opened his heart up so that he is open to Jesus, so that he can extend hospitality to all of these people who are coming into his house now. Sometimes it's not the life that we live that hardens our hearts. It's us choosing to harden our hearts. You see, I think this is how we can live this gospel today. Look at our lives. Look at what we're doing, and then look at our hearts. Is it making our hearts more merciful? That's what God ultimately wants. For the things that we do, are they leading us to be at peace in a deep sense, to place our trust in God? Or is it just stirring us up? And if it's stirring us up, then there's a problem. And maybe it's the situation we're in, the life that we're doing, the things that we're doing. Or maybe it's something more internal, the way that we look at what we're doing. That's hard to say. But I think today we can at least notice, is our life leading us to be more merciful, or is it not?